Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to the huddle. The Gopher women's hockey team is 23-4-2 overall this season, coming off a weekend split with Ohio State, number one team in the country. Brad Frost is the head coach of the Gopher women's hockey team and joins us this morning. Brad, great to have you. Thanks for joining us. First of all, I know you guys had won 15 straight coming into last night. You have experience with streaks like this. I know I feel like every year we talk about a couple of those seasons ago when you guys went undefeated the whole way. But what is it? How do you keep a team on a streak without getting them to focus on it too much, but to keep the success going?
Well, I think that's one of the great things about college hockey is you play Friday, Saturday, you've prepared for those opponents, and then you have Sunday off and you turn the page and now you're focusing on your next opponents. And so, you know, the streak that we were on, it really wasn't anything that we were thinking about. Obviously, when we were in the midst of a 41-0 season and a 62-game win streak, as those wins started piling up, you start thinking about them a lot more. But you know, for us, it's really just focusing on the process of what can we do to win games against the next opponent that we have.
Brad, I'll tell you, it's always been impressive to me how good the Gopher women's hockey team has been for so many years, and you've just added on to that to make it even greater, it seems as if. But I'll tell you what, you guys had a great opportunity, and you spoke about this last night after the game, but there were opportunities for you to maybe actually sweep that series with Ohio State, which probably would have catapulted you into the number one spot. Talk about some of the opportunities missed there. I know you talked about hitting pipes and so forth, but what else were we doing so well we just didn't quite get it past them?
Yeah, we had a little bit of a slow start yesterday, and although we did score first, and very next shift we come down, we hit a pipe. I could have made it 2-0. They come back 30 seconds later and score to make it 1-1. Very next shift, they center the puck. It goes off our defenseman's stick and in the net. All of a sudden, it's 2-1 them. And we were just a little not on our game like we want to be in the first period. Second period, we flipped the script and outshot them 15-6. We hit three pipes in the period and just weren't able to get the equalizer. Took a penalty late there in the second. And Ohio State came out right away in the third and scored on a nice 4-on-2 rush to make it 3-1. And then you start pressing, right, try and get two goals in one shift, which doesn't really happen. So the game got away from us late. But overall, it was a great weekend, split with number one Ohio State. And, you know, we've beaten them twice this year. We tied them once and then lost last night. So feel like we're still in a good position, and everything we want as far as a conference championship and national tournament and things like that are still right in front of us.
Brad Frost, the Gopher women's hockey head coach, is our guest this morning on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Frosty, I was looking through some of the stats this morning, and I was, you know, we've talked about Taylor Heise and how good she is. She already is at 50 points this season, which is just incredible. But then you have three 20-goal scorers on your team already. In terms of offensive power, it almost seems that it's as if you have an embarrassment of riches. I mean, how nice is it as you make your lineups and you look down and you think, oh, he's at 20 goals, to have just that rush of scoring potential on your offense?
Well, it's huge, obviously. I mean, the ability to put the puck in the net is – is at a premium in hockey. And as you mentioned, we've got three of them. The cool thing about each of those players, you know, Zumwinkel and Heisey, we have them on separate lines. Murphy is playing with Zummy there. But it just provides an opportunity where anybody can score. And then you look at our third line, they scored three goals on Friday. They scored two goals on Friday, and they were plus one yesterday as well. So it's not just our top two lines, our third line's contributing offensively as well. And that's been huge to be able just to have kind of an abundance of riches in that area. Heisey and Zumwinkel obviously are incredibly special players and should be up for the Patty Kazmaier Award here at the end of the year.
Brad, and you guys have done a great job, just as the men have as well, as far as we're seeing attendance numbers look pretty good, right? I mean, it seems like it's very close to sellouts. Are you pretty excited about that? Are the girls excited about that?
Yeah, very much so. It's man, this year our attendance is up about 30% from last year, and it's so exciting for our players, you know, to have 2,800, 2,900 people there. 3,000 is a sellout for us, and so there weren't many empty seats here this weekend, and I would imagine coming up here against Wisconsin it will be the same. But it's so exciting for our players, and the main fan base that we have is these little girls and their teams and their parents, and we want more and more of that, because those are girls that have great experiences at our games. Our players are role models, and they want to be Gophers one day as well. So been very, very happy and very impressed with our attendance this year.
I love that you talked about that, because that was something I wanted to bring up, was when you, and I've brought my daughter and her friends to a Gopher Women's hockey game, and you truly do get to meet the players. They actually come by, and they came by and said hello to them and took pictures before the game, and the girls are yelling at them during the game and cheering. That I would assume comes from your leadership. Is that right? I mean, that idea that we're role models to all of these young girls out there, and the way that we grow this game and the way that we grow our fan base for years to come, long after we're gone, is engaging those young girl hockey players.
Oh, absolutely. It's so many of our players are from Minnesota, about 65 to 70% of them. And they've actually grown up coming to our games as well.
Yeah.
And coming to our camps and things like that. And so they know what it's like to be on the other side of the glass, you know, cheering for their idols and wanting to be Gophers one day as well. And so it's been really neat. Our ticketing, Jeff Peterson with ticketing and our marketing have done just a great job with group sales this year and how these teams can get different things. You know, we've got a team in the tunnel coming out, you know, giving our players high fives as they go out to the game. We've got players on the little girls on the blue line giving high fives when the introductions are happening. There's pictures on the ice at the end of the game, not necessarily with our players, but right there at Ritter Arena or with Goldie or locker room tours. There's just all these different things that that these young girls can do when they provide these group opportunities. And so it's been really, really neat.
Brad, you guys are doing so many things right. I'm just curious, as you're talking about this, it made me start to think, how is recruiting going? And we're not talking about, obviously, the littler girls that are there, but some of the high school girls. How is recruiting going right now for the University of Minnesota?
Yeah, it's great. It's great. You know, still so many of these players in Minnesota want to be Gophers. And as long as I'm at the University of Minnesota, that's going to continue to be the case. You know, I think as soon as we ever lose that, where the Minnesota mm-hmm. girls want to go other places, that's going to be a problem and a challenge, because there's just so many good players in the state. And so we want to keep the best ones here. If there's better ones elsewhere, we want to try and find them too. Mm-hmm. But overall, things are really bright here for the future.
Brad Frost joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Frosty, this is my last one for you, because we it seems like so many years over the past decade we've talked about players who are up for the Patty Kazmaier for your team, Hannah Brandt, Danny Camernese, Amanda Kessel, and every year we get close. Maybe you've had some winners, but Taylor Heisey's numbers are really pop out. And obviously she's playing on the international level as well. How much of a chance realistically does she have to win this year?
Well, she won it last year. And so, yeah. I guess the question is, will the voters be okay if voting a player back to back? I think that's the big question, but she certainly has a great opportunity. I would be shocked if she's not in the top three and giving it a run. One of the challenges could be that Grace Zumwinkel is right there as well. and then worry about splitting votes and all that type of stuff. But I think both of those players are very, very deserving of being up for the award and have a great chance to win it. I haven't seen better players than those two. Obviously, I'm a little biased, but they're pretty special.
But that's saying something, because you've had some really great combinations in your time there, Brad. So, hey, I appreciate the time this morning. Thanks very much, and good luck with Wisconsin next weekend.
Thanks Brad.
Guys. Appreciate being on. Take care.
All right. Brad Frost, Gopher Women's Hockey head coach. Always a good interview. Also a very good golfer, by the way. I've golfed with him once or twice.
They're all good golfers, man.
Way better than me. Way better than me. All right, we will take a quick pause, come back. We have the Fast Break coming up next on The Huddle.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.